Thank you for tuning in to the Bipolar Chatterbox. This is Cash Eugene, and I'm talking to you with my good morning voice, trying something new. You see, today we're going to do a morning episode. Typically, my episodes usually come out in the afternoons or in the evenings because I truly believe in the spontaneity of my message. You know, I like to do my research throughout the week. Day of the message, it's, you know, I have my notes, then it's speak from the heart. What is the lesson that you've taken, right? What do you truly believe? Like, I don't want to give you guys a bunch of notes from a sheet of paper. And then it was, you know, maybe it was like well thought out, well researched, but then it's not how I truly feel. You know, it's not something that'll come out of me in the moment, and I don't want to do that. So I give it to you as raw as possible, but it's a research rawness. So with that being said, I'm not sure if you guys can hear it, but I can hear these birds chirping in my background. And with that being said, I am building a podcast studio with a good friend of mine, Jake Roberts. Because I would like to have a standardized place to record. And since I mentioned Jake Roberts, some of you guys out there are part of the Chatterbox family. You know, you guys have been rocking with me. You guys have been telling me about my episodes when I think no one's listening. You guys let me know about certain points. And it's reassuring, guys, and I really appreciate it. I really do. I really appreciate people, you know, the ones who try to give back and do for others. So I want to do my best to give back and do for them as well. So at the end of this episode, I have a very special treat for you. I have a track, a musical production from a good friend of mine. He goes by Brooks, B-U-R-U-K-S. I know him as Brooks, but it's Brooks. I'm going to have to holler at him about that. We might do that on the show. He told me once before why he did the name change, but it's hard for me to say. But the music, though, is easy to enjoy. And you get a chance to enjoy that at the end of the episode. And speaking of things in the episode, we're doing a little housekeeping, y'all. These are the church announcements. Very soon, I will be bringing guests onto my show. And I know so far, it's just been me. Okay? And I need to talk to you guys about bringing someone else into our relationship. You know, because it's going to happen, guys. It's going to happen. There are people that I've been meeting that I know that can talk about things in such a specialized format that for me to try and build episodes around certain topics, I'm doing those topics disjustice. Injustice. There we go. That's not a word. I don't think disjustice is a word. So with that being said, I actually, this is kind of weird, but I have my third interview lined up. Someone very special to me. Someone who's going to teach you guys a lot. So that's going to be my third interview. So that means I have to get through interviews 1 and 2. Y'all know me. I'm a coach. I'm going to set a goal and meet that goal. So stay tuned, guys, for the next couple of weeks. The production value will be going up, trying some new things, working with some new people. But I'm getting ready for that third interview. Okay, so there's that. For those of you who suffer bipolar disorder, I know a lot of you listening do not, and I appreciate you fighting through the stigma and listening. For those of you who are in the struggle, on the calendar, it says that March 30th, 2020 is World Bipolar Day. Did you know that? I didn't even know that we had a day. My wife pointed it out to me earlier in the month. So I'm going to do a special giveaway. I have a Remindful Aromatherapy bracelet entitled Band of Solidarity. Now, this bracelet, I can tell you, is made with blue tiger's eye, a little bit of nephrite jade, black onyx, hematite, a lot of different healing and protective metaphysical property giving stones. I'll be giving this away to one of my listeners, and that's going to be on March 30th. That's a Monday. So, that means I'm going to be doing an episode on one of my off days. So, that's going to be a really fun episode. That's going to be an episode that's going to be based highly in, it's going to be a little longer, but it's going to be based in facts. What is bipolar? What are these symptoms? I'm going to take you guys through them. If I say mania to you, I'm going to dig into what mania looks like. I'm going to dig into what irritability, I'm going to dig into hypersexuality, overspending, all of these different symptoms of mania, and then follow up with depression. I'm going to explain what these things are. We're going to have a long talk, guys, about some of the struggles that goes along with the bipolar community. We're going to have a talk that's worthy of the title World Bipolar Day. So, thank you guys again for listening. The last thing I want to let you guys know is that the Chatterbox family is not just you listening to me. It's me also getting a chance to interact with you guys. And so another person that's going to be coming onto my show is a guy who goes by the name of Nick. Nick of Perennial Reiki. This is perennialreiki.com. Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I. I guess I should be spelling perennial too, huh? But I don't have a dictionary in front of me. But guys, with that being said, Perennial Reiki is a service that I highly recommend because I'm getting into energy arts. You know, how to not manipulate them, but how to take advantage of energy that's in the body. And Nick is a Reiki worker, and that's very advantageous to me. You know, we had a session, and we're gonna have a talk about that. We're gonna have a talk about that. But his business is one that is mindful. It wants people to be calm and peaceful. I also work with Nick. I see him all day long. He's the most soft-spoken, just even keel kind of guy. And if anyone can achieve that level of calm, I highly suggest that you be around them and absorb some of that. So I just want to shout out Nick real quick for giving me some Reiki last week. It really has made me a little bit more calm in my life, and it's going to make a big difference in the production value of this podcast. So guys, enough of my blabbering. Let's get to it. Today, it's going to be part two of developing your creativity. Part one was manifesting your imagination. And we got a three-part series, all right? And I didn't tell you what the third part, but the third part essentially is how to live your best life with your creativity and then monetize it. How do you monetize your creativity? So we're going to talk about that just as a foreshadow. I mean, if you guys know me and if you've been listening, I'm going to talk about craft jewelry in my next episode. That's going to happen. So just know we're going to talk about not only craft jewelry, but legacies and how to have fun, right? How to have fun with your creativity and your life and your money. So stay tuned for that. Today, developing your creativity. Hopefully this is a nice little prologue, because next thing that you're going to hear from me is going to be more of a lesson. It will be brief, but it will be something that you can take home and you can use. So if you have a pen or some sort of way to, or if you just need to, you know, pay closer attention, that's what you need to do. By all means, please do it, because right now we're going to talk about ways to develop your creativity. You know what? Before we begin, before we hit it hard, I want you guys to do one thing for me, and that's to hear me out. Because we're talking about creativity, and I realize that this is going to spark some things for some people. Now, if you're like me, one of the worst symptoms, I say this a lot, the word worst symptoms, but I guess it's really subjective, or it's case by case on what the worst symptom is, but a rough symptom would be racing thoughts. I've been currently struggling with that lately, you know, and my therapist team, you know, we're working on, you know, how we can slow things down. And then as I learned to do that, for one, in my speech, I can hear it. But as I learned to do that, I'll pass that knowledge on, you know. But for right now, what I do, and I just want to talk about it really quickly, there are two different apps that are changing my life for the better. And if you're someone who suffers racing thoughts, I want you to download right now Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O, Trello, and also Fabulous. These are two different apps, okay? Fabulous is a habit creator app, and Trello is a productivity app that allows you to create these boards, right? And on these boards, you can create cards. And on these cards, you can create checklists and whatever else that goes along with the card. But this zoom in, this periscopic effect of looking at your projects is going to be very useful by the end of this episode. You see, I'm someone who, one of the other symptoms, bipolar, is beginning new projects and putting them down. That's problematic for me. Like, I can't afford to do that. I have a company. You know, I'm also married now. I got a family. Like, I can't pick things up and put them down like when I was younger. So how do I keep things together? And the app is Trello. It has strictly eliminated my need for having scraps of paper all over the house. You know, I still have some of my journals and things like that I can work on, but I want you guys to have tools that you can use. And it dawned upon me that before we start this creativity talk, I want you to have the tools to be not only creative, but organized. You might as well go ahead and get some tools to organize ahead of time. And again, guys, as I said before, if you guys can hear birds chirping right now, I really apologize. Like, it's only so much I can do. And this is why I usually don't have a morning podcast, you know, until I have my studio. So with that being said, good morning to the birds. That's Larry. I don't know why I call all birds outside my windows Larry, but that's Larry. And he's been following me since I was stationed in Hawaii. So what's up, Larry? You on the radio, bro? All right. He got his moment in the sun. All right. So let me stop being distracted and tell you about the last app, which is Fabulous, which is a habit creation app. And just for instance, if you don't know what you need to increase in your life, sometimes just knowing what others increase in their life helps out as well. So one of my first goals that it gave me was each day when I first wake up, to I'm trying to create a morning ritual, and it's wake up, have a glass of water. 3 days in a row. Do you know how hard that has been? For me to just wake up, walk to my kitchen, get a glass of water, drink it when I first wake up. That is very difficult to do because I often forget to do it. But when I first wake up, it's right on my phone. The Fabulous app, it says, go get some water. Not only that, it gives me tips for how to, you know, succeed. So it'll set a reminder the night before to set water on the nightstand. So I'm eliminating my own excuses for why I couldn't do this morning ritual. And I'm like, wow, okay, it is that simple to change your behavior. So as we get into this talk about creativity, I need you to be organized at the same time. All right, enough talk. Let's Get to It, Developing Creativity, hosted by your boy, Cash Eugene, coming at you. All right, creativity. Guys, there are different types of creativity, which makes it difficult to define. People often limit their definitions of creativity to art, but this is too limiting. You see, creativity comes in many different forms, such as original thought, problem solving, inspiration, and imagination. Now, in order to improve creativity, it is essential that you understand the definition of creative thinking and what steps you can take to improve your own thought process. Before that, you must understand the motivations of why creativity. You see, creativity happens to permeate into all areas of our life, whether it be work, home life, whether you're a student and you have a paper due. Creativity always lends itself to better us. There's been very few times that creativity is towards our detriment. You know, so let's go ahead and talk about a few different forms of creativity. And let's talk about problem solving. You see, it's possible to improve the problem solving process by implementing creativity. This usually requires looking at each problem as unique situations rather than applying the same principles to every similar problem. What worked for you yesterday may not work for you tomorrow. What's working for you today may not be the same thing that worked yesterday. Treat every situation like it's an individual, unique situation, because it is. Look, here are some steps to creative problem solving. For one, you can view the problem in different ways, whether it's through the eyes of another person, trying to think outside of the box. View the problem in different ways. Another way, or another step in creative problem solving, is to not make assumptions that all similar projects or problems are the same. That goes back to the notion of what worked well yesterday is not going to be working for you tomorrow. You know, you could be a different person. You could be a different animal. Especially if you're going through, especially like a rapid cycle. If you're finding yourself going through the change from mania to depression, you know, your motivations may be in the process of changing. So the advice I want to give you is not just for when you're healthy or when you're in a stable mood. This is for, you know, even individuals who are shifting. You know, if your mood sets are shifting and you want to make sure that your creativity is still improving, and this is something, or this is an area of life that you're really trying to actively work on, don't make assumptions that all similar projects or problems are the same. Now, another step here for creative problem solving is to be open to different problem solving options. Your way, it may not always be the right way. This is where that community or the social view of how to view your problems is really, really paramount, because you get a chance to, you know, view your problems with solutions that you never would have thought of before. Asking other people. One of my favorite things back in the day was WWJD, what would Jesus do? So if you're doing something and someone says WWJD, look at it from a different perspective, right? That's something that a lot of us can actually visualize. So that's why I use that analogy. But moving forward with these steps of creative problem solving, look at the big picture when addressing your problems. Very seldom are your problems solved at the same level that they're created. It's like a trickle-down effect. Last week, I talked about spirituality or maybe it was the week before, but I talked about spirituality being a fix for some of my bipolar symptoms. And it's because I look at the big picture sometimes rather than focusing on my individual symptoms. But even when it comes to creativity and not just solving your own problems with yourself, it could be just solving the problems of, you know, if you're an artist, what to do next with your artwork, how to use it next. And like I said, next week, guys, we're going to talk about how to monetize some things. But right now, we just want to, you know, look at the creative problem solving process. All right. So looking at the bigger problem when addressing these problems is another way to increase your creativity through problem solving. And lastly, I just want to let you know that if you keep looking, even when the solution is not easily found, this is another step that can be crucial towards your problem-solving process. The easy answer may not always be the best answer. So always keep looking and never stop searching, my friends. But another thing that we got to make sure that we pay attention to when it comes to our creativity is our imagination and our inspirations. Inspiration and imagination are essential, my friends, for creativity. You see, Webster defines imagination as the ability to recombine the materials furnished by experience or memory for the accomplishment of an elevated purpose. What? Leave it to a dictionary to take all the fun out of imagination. Look, man, if I just put it simply, imagination is just this to me. Imagination is the ability to make that which is impossible, possible. And then you can just run simulations on what could possibly happen with that. That's truer to what I feel imagination is. You see, in the modern world, it's easy to ignore the development of the imagination, but this is done to your detriment. Exercising the imagination is necessary to improve creativity. And I can just name a few quick ways to improve your imagination. You can read stories, expose yourself to new experiences, get enough rest, daydream and meditate. These are quick and simple, right? You don't have to buy anything. When it comes to getting some rest, like, have you ever tried to be creative when you was tired? Like dog tired, boss. Dog tired. Like, no, it's not going to happen. You must rest your body. Part of that resting is when you daydream, when you meditate. You know, you don't always want to have your heads in the cloud, but sometimes it relaxes the mind to do so. And on that note, that is another thing that will help prompt your creativity. As you daydream and you meditate, you sometimes become inspired, and inspiration is what prompts creativity. You see, inspiration provides the motivation that helps people believe that they can or should do something creative. Or sometimes, inspiration can be an idea that comes suddenly. It depends. Inspiration is different for different people. There are ways to improve inspiration, but we'll talk about that in a later podcast. You know, today we just want to talk simply about developing creativity and your imagination and your inspiration and how to utilize those. You know, if you really tap into that and how to utilize those, it'll really help you in the long run. Another thing that'll help you, I can give you a few quick, take home notes on developing creativity. Things such as removing your mental blocks. We're going to talk about that. Keeping a positive mindset. And how to spark your curiosity. We're going to talk about all of these things, but I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a quick second to digest some of that. I know I just said a lot, but we're going to, you know, finish strong. So take 2 seconds, you know, go over your nose if you need to. And when we come back, we're going to talk about removing your mental blocks, positive mindset acquisition, and sparking your curiosity. All right, hang in there, guys. When we are talking about developing creativity, there's something I want you guys to pay attention to. Now, I know you've been with me for a little while. You guys have been listening patiently, but hang in just a little longer. Got a few more points, and we'll go ahead and dismiss for today, okay? But I want you to realize that if you don't plan for the things that we know will be in your way, that will be obstacles, if you don't plan for them, then you're setting yourself up for failure. So though I want you to develop your creativity, and I mentioned earlier some apps, I want you to be organized, I also want you to be prepared. When it comes to creativity, we all hit some sort of mental block. Everyone faces a mental block from time to time. You could be a writer sitting in front of a computer screen and having that white page with the blinking cursor teasing you, begging you to go ahead and begin your project. Maybe you're a painter and you have your paint set up and you have your canvas, but you don't know what exactly to do. Maybe you are like me, you have an empty bead board and you have a handful of beads, but now it's time to create. But you have a mental block happening. That mental block is going to prevent you from focusing. It's going to prevent you from finding answers to your problems. It's going to prevent you from discovering your inspiration. So therefore, overcoming that mental block should become priority one. It's going to be difficult, but it can be done. If you find yourself blocked, here's a very simple thing that you can try. You don't have to have any special training. Matter of fact, you do it all the time. Stop and refocus. But Cass, how do I refocus? Well, let me tell you. Glad you asked. You refocus by doing something to distract yourself. Think about it. If you are able to distract yourself, when you put back together what you're supposed to be doing, 9 times out of 10, you won't reconstruct what you're trying to do in the same way. Perhaps you have a task at hand. When you reconstruct what you're supposed to be doing, perhaps you're thinking about the results that you're supposed to be doing. Like, oh man, I'm supposed to be doing this because, you know, I need to achieve that result. And then you get re-motivated to start the activity. Or perhaps when you are reminded after being distracted of what the activity that was supposed to be completed was, once you're reminded of it and you put it back together, perhaps you're thinking about it from the emotional standpoint. Oh man, I wish I had taken care of XYZ. And you start to take care of it, but you're inspired in a different way. For what it's worth, you can change your scenery, you can meditate, you can read, you can do busy work, go exercise. You can do all kinds of things to distract yourself, and that'll help you remove your mental block. I think that's very important to do, because if you can remove your mental block, you can obtain and keep a positive mindset. And that's very important for developing creativity. In my book, remaining positive is essential to the creative mindset and in everything we do. It's so easy to focus on the negative aspects of life, y'all. I think it's because we're hardwired to remember negative information, but this only leads to depression and self-fulfilling prophecies of failure. Luckily, there are ways to improve positivity, and I'm going to give you three. I'm going to give you three. I wrote down three ways you can increase your positivity mindset. One, you can count your blessings. Be grateful. Focus on the things that you have to be thankful for in your life. One thing that actually works is keeping a daily list of all the good things to pull your attention away from the negative. If I ask you how did your day go, and you may say, well, you know, the paychecks came late and I missed the bank. You know, so now I gotta wait till Monday to cash. I mean, who knows? Then you can look at your day like that. Or if you have been writing down things that you're grateful for in the daytime. If you've been writing down things that you've been grateful for in the daytime, when you reevaluate what your day looks like, you'll have more positive mindsets. That's the easy step to try. So one thing you can do to keep a positive mindset is count your blessings. Another thing you can do is use positive affirmations. I have another podcast coming out on how to create your own affirmations and the power of those affirmations. But for now, just write down, or to remember, use positive affirmations. Now, usually it kind of seems strange at first, but positive affirmations will help you truly believe that the best is possible. You see what I'm saying? Once you start to believe the words that you're saying, those positive affirmations take root into the heart, into the soul, and you start to bloom in a way that says that you are a beautiful being. And that's a shout out to my homie Angelique. She just released her latest album, Bloom. So anyway, I just wanted to shout her out on that one. I know she's listening. But keeping a positive mindset is what we're focused on right now. And the last little tidbit I want to give you to maintain a positive mindset, and no one's going to like this one, confront your negative thoughts. I'm serious. When facing difficult times, place the events in perspective. Okay? It's easy to overreact, but facing the situation directly and honestly will prevent an unhealthy focus on the negative. Get in there and handle what needs to be handled. Once you take care of that, you can maintain that positive mindset, guys. I want you to maintain your positive mindset. You know, we're going to remove mental blocks. You know, we're going to keep developing our creativity. And the biggest way to develop your creativity, and this one is kind of flawless. Everything else had a lot of steps, but this one's kind of flawless. But it's spark your curiosity. Seriously, the human brain responds to rewards. We're not likely to repeat our behavior if we don't see the benefit. So that's why rewarding curiosity is necessary to spark it. It's like classical conditioning, Pavlov's dog. We're not going to go into the psychology of it. I'm not going to nerd out. We've been learning a lot today. But think about it. Reward your curiosity if you want to spark your curiosity. The reward of satisfying curiosity is an example of what they call intrinsic motivation. Extrinsic motivation is an external reward. So like gamification, which borrows from gaming theory, is a useful tool to reward your curiosity. Gamification would be like, I did an episode a while back about 6 mindful apps for your phone, and one of those apps was an app called Habitica. Habit ICA, Habitica. In this app, you can put in your to-do list, like your daily to-do list, and when you complete them, you get points, your character grows, you unlock stuff, and if you don't do stuff, then you lose points and stuff. It was a way to gamify your day-to-day chores, it was a way to spark your curiosity. The way I see it, you can use apps, you can use journaling, you can use whatever it takes to spark your curiosity, but put something into your life or put something in your way, you know, choose tasks that will be related to curiosity and line them up in your life, and it'll be a lot easier to develop your curiosity. If you are intentional on what you want in life, you can achieve it. This is something that I truly believe. Many people have said this, so I'm not just talking, you know, some foreign language or shooting lies to you. This is a notion that we have proven to ourselves over and over and over again. Guys, believe in yourself. You can develop your creativity. Being bipolar is no excuse for failure. It is not an excuse in the slightest. So guys, I want you to take these things at heart, or I want you to take these things to heart. I want you to remember them. Okay? Next up, we're going to have our reflection hour. I've said a lot, but I want us to take a moment and just kind of absorb it all. So hang tight, guys. We're at the finish line, and you did a great job. Hold tight. Whew, all right, we made it to the end. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. As always, I really appreciate opportunities to really affect the community by imparting knowledge. That's what today is about. Sometimes I really just want to talk and have fun. Sometimes I actually want to make sure that you guys are getting good sound information. You know, it was luck. The majority of my healing was luck. I just ran into a lot of things. And for what it's worth, I don't believe other people will have certain lucks that I've had. So with that being said, I want to make sure that people around me have an opportunity to shine and flourish. So today, as we begin our reflection hour, I have a song by a friend here named Brooks Alexander. My man has made a track called Open Your Eyes. Open Your Eyes. And as you can hear, it's very infectious. If y'all didn't know I listened to the EDM, well, now you know. Cast out the bag. I just want y'all to vibe out. Think about your creativity and get those creative juices flowing. If it's somewhere that you can get some dancing in, then go ahead. If you feel like moving, go with it. What creative energy comes out of you? That's what I want you to think about for the next couple of minutes. What creative energy is going to come out of you? All right, guys, I really hope you had a chance to really think about something really groovy inside your heart, something that gives you passion, something to fight for, something to motivate you, inspire you. Because when times get tough, sometimes you gotta deal with what you got. And knowing what makes you creative, man. So next week, guys, we're gonna talk about how to monetize your creativity. We're gonna talk about some craft things. We're gonna talk about some festival things, or our trade show things. A lot of you guys know that's how I get down these days. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions. If you just need someone to talk to, if you wanna just be part of a community, come over to Facebook. The Bipolar Chatterbox podcast is what you will search, and you will find us, and we will be family. Or you guys can shoot on over to Instagram. You can find me at Castologist. Someone told me that was a creative name, and I was like, I think so too. Thank you. You guys have been wonderful as always, and I'm out. Peace.